Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Steve Moore. He's a former member of the Trump team, the Trump economic team. He helped President Trump launch his economic program, which was very good for America. He's the author of Trumponomics, co-author of that book, and he's now part of the FreedomWorks organization and still a contributor to the Wall Street Journal. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. I want to talk about Biden's policies, and one of the ways I want to set this up for you to help us understand how they're going to impact small businesses, when I think about what the left, how the left thinks about policy, they think of policy the way you play checkers, one move at a time. They only see what's in front of them, the next move, whereas the marketplace right. and life is a chess game. Every move you're about right. to make has implications three or four down the board, and the left doesn't play chess. They play checkers. What do you think?
Well, I think I'm looking at what Biden has done in the first week in office, and it's really, it's very disturbing because I don't see a lot of emphasis on helping our businesses and growing our economy and getting jobs back. It's all been, you know, climate change and re-regulation of the economy and the killing of the Keystone Pipeline. I think it does make a lot of sense to me. You know, we need to get the vaccines out there. We got to get the jobs back. Our small businesses have to be allowed to reopen. It's been, I know I warned people that Joe Biden was not going to be a moderate.
That's right.
So far he is, you know, governed very far to the left. And I think even Democrats are really aghast at what Biden
You and I both know people who are smart, who were saying in October, oh, Joe's a moderate. Don't worry about Joe. I mean, they were saying that, weren't they? Smart people.
Yeah, I was surprised because it's not Joe Biden, you know, we didn't elect Joe Biden. We elected the left to run
That's
the country.
Right.
And
That's
they've
right.
infiltrated, you know, we were talking about Susan Rice. She, by all accounts, over at the White House is sort of the shadow president right now. She's making a lot of the decisions. And Joe Biden, you saw that videotape on YouTube where he said, you know, he's signing an executive order. He said, I don't even know what this is. You know,
exactly.
They're putting the stuff in front of him. He's signing it.
Yeah.
So, I wish this president well. I want him to do what's best for the country. But I'm not happy with the start of this. I think that these are decisions that are really not putting America first. And look, we have a lot of problems in this country right now. We have a healthcare crisis. We've got to get our small businesses back.
We've got a cyber invasion that's unprecedented that's still going on with the Russian invasion
of
our government.
Exactly. And to say, you know, to say, gee, we have a climate emergency.
We don't have a climate emergency. That's a lie.
Yeah,
that's a lie, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The climate has been changing for millions of years. It's not like if we, you know, something we're going to do in the next month is going to change.
Well, the other thing, Steve, and my column this week is about this. The United States of America has quadrupled the economy since 1990, and our emissions have gone up less than 2% total over that 30 years. So, I mean,
if there is
a climate problem, yep. America is not the problem.
We've reduced our emissions more than any other.
It's a model for the world.
You know, any other country. And yeah. We're the one country that hasn't, you know, signed the Paris Accord, although we're in it right now. We're back in it right now. Meanwhile, you know, 38 of the 40 major countries in the Paris Climate Accord have not even met their, you know, targets.
And China has a separate, and they've got separate rules for China, and China has a stated purpose
right.
of taking us out. So this is the...
Yeah, they don't have to change their behavior for at least 10 years, and we have to, you know, decapitate our energy industry. It just doesn't make any sense from an America First standpoint.
Biden's policies not only are creating extra expense and lost opportunity for small businesses in on Main Street, Steve. It's also weakening America's ability and the world's ability geopolitically to hold China back. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we have to take, I think the number one, you know, issue for our times, I've said this many times on your show, is, you know, whether the United States or China will be the world economic superpower. And obviously, you know, I'm one of these people who thinks that, I think as most sane Americans do, that America's been a force for good, not for evil. I think some of the leftists think we're responsible for all the problems in the world. But, you know, I really worry about this. I worry about China laughing behind our back as we, you know, right now there's a big, $10 billion pipeline that's being built from Siberia through Russia down to China,
yep.
So they can use oil and gas. And meanwhile, we're you know, stopping our our pipelines.
Right.
I mean,
and Kerry is while Biden is ending $100,000 a year pipeline jobs, Kerry is saying we're going to create high paying jobs in the solar industry. Well, when is that going to happen? How are those people going to pay their rent tomorrow?
Exactly. So, I mean, I think a lot of people are troubled by this. I think, you know, by the way, those jobs, those pipeline jobs, they're not $15 an hour jobs.
That's right.
They're $50 an hour
That's
jobs.
Right.
And, you know, we need pipelines. You know, Biden talked all the time about infrastructure. We need an infrastructure bill. Well, you know, the most important infrastructure we need right now is pipelines. Because
what's more energy
so
efficient than a pipeline? It's gravity.
Exactly.
It's free. It's gravity.
It really,
right?
Yeah. And it's good for the environment. You know,
exactly.
We have this oil and gas, you know, transported on trucks or in pipelines.
Everybody knows Texas is below Canada. Sure, it runs down, right? Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. Yeah. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some other things that's going on. I want to talk about the future of the Republican Party with our good friend Steve Moore after the break. I'm Jim Blassie, and stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.